Hey there, this is Jeanine Ledford, your Intercultural Creativity Keynote Speaker, and this is the Diamond Mentor Moments on the Create and Grow Rich podcast, produced by Cafe Strategies, an industry leader and founder in intercultural creativity training. These are just short gems that help you grow in your intercultural creative thinking, which is now the number one skill needed in this global workforce. We hope you enjoy the lessons learned here, and don't forget to look for the book coming out in spring of 2021, The 7 Gems of Intercultural Creativity, How to Connect, Create, and Innovate Across Cultural Lines. Now, enjoy this gem. Thanks for joining us with your Diamond Mentor Moment. This is Jeanine with your quick tip on intercultural creativity. And today we're asking, can being a leader actually lower your creative thinking? What? Now, we've seen good leaders, and you may have had bad bosses. You know, bosses or leaders, people in authority, can either make or break a team's creative thinking ability by setting the culture in either a psychological safe format or an unsafe format. Bosses and leaders and people in authority position have that control. And so I actually want to ask, can leadership actually make you less creative, make your own self less creative as the leader in a power position? Quickly, let's make sure we have the correct term of creativity. When I talk about creativity, I define it as the process of problem finding and problem solving with value, relevance, and novelty. And when I really define intercultural creativity, I mean all of that, the process of problem finding and problem solving with value, relevance, and novelty with people from various backgrounds and various lived experiences. That's what we mean by intercultural creativity. Now, creative thinking sits upon a myriad of cognitive skills, such as, you know, your mindset, and one of the biggest ones is openness to experience. That is the number one indicator of highly creative thinkers. Another one is curiosity. Creative thinkers are very curious. And the last one I want to touch on is perspective shifting. Creative people know how to shift perspectives and how to really have an empathetic connection with people and see things from their point of view. So if this is so important for creative thinking, if these skills are paramount to have a highly creative experience and know how to innovate, how does leadership actually make you less creative? Let's see what Dr. Platt says from the book, The Leader's Brain: Enhance Your Leadership, Build Stronger Teams, Make Better Decisions, and Inspire Greater Innovation with Neuroscience. Dr. Platt says, studies of both humans and monkeys show that the more power, real or perceived, you have, the less attention you pay to others, especially those of lower status. Being or believing you are higher status than someone else turns down the activity in your social brain, making you less attentive and thereby less likely to take the perspective of others. This makes it difficult to understand their goals and intentions and makes it more challenging to cooperate. It can also cause you to miss signals and other forms of information that are important for successful interactions. So that's from Dr. Platt. And if you remember, one of the key skills to thinking creatively is perspective shifting. And that's why I am so big about teaching people and coining the term intercultural creativity, because in order to have creativity, you have to understand your own experience, have that cultural self-understanding, but really take initiative to have a cultural other understanding as well. The definition of intercultural competence is the capacity to shift perspective and behavior based on commonalities and differences by experiencing cultures and individuals with greater levels of complexity. Therefore, if you are being promoted or being in positions of power or leadership, or you have that authority position, but you're not working on increasing your intercultural competence, you are lowering your ability to shift perspective and to be aware of other people's experiences. Dr. Platt continues and says, influential leaders come from more diverse countries, counties, and cities, And this helps them more easily see things from the perspective of others. So influential leaders work on their intercultural creative capacities and their ability to connect with other people and see things from their perspective. Don't forget, this is a skill and skills can be developed. Another area I want to quickly touch on, I actually got the title from a great book that is out there. I highly suggest you check it out, called Ego is the Enemy. But I actually extend this and I say, ego is the enemy of your curiosity and your creativity. If you're a person in a leadership position and ego is running the show, you are actually lowering your ability to have curiosity, which is your ability to say, I don't know something, I need help, I'm missing information, I need to ask questions, I may need to even ask obvious questions, and you're lowering your ability to be creative and to really take that risk and take those initiatives. So we want to make sure that we are creating organizations, creating team cultures that highlight and celebrate curiosity. They celebrate being open to new experiences. They celebrate people being in a safe psychological place to share their different lived experiences, their different cultures, their different diversity elements. We want to be in a place, as Dr. Platt says, where people can enhance their leadership and build stronger teams and make better decisions and inspire greater innovation with knowing that they could be interculturally creative and that they could lead with imagination, like my good friend Brian Paradis has his wonderful book out there called Lead with Imagination. Leaders, for this new era, we have to switch things up and do things differently. Elements of creative thinking have to be brought to the forefront. And the 7 gems of intercultural creative thinking goes over those elements that we're all going to need to employ and develop as we continue through this time. Thanks for listening to my Diamond Mentor Moment. Don't forget the 7 Gems of Intercultural Creativity book will be coming out, How to Connect, Create, and Innovate Across Cultural Lines. Hopefully it'll be coming out this May or sometime around there. So keep following me for more information about that. And don't forget to lead with imagination and stay interculturally creative. See you next time. Bye-bye.